concerning sadness that a Beinoni might have because of the unholy thoughts and feelings that occur to him, the Alter Rebbe said that instead of being sad, he should actually be happy in that he fulfills the mitzvah of not following the temptations of the heart and eyes. Which means that the temptation is there in the Beinoni, and not following it is the mitzvah, is the fulfillment of that commandment. Now the Alter Rebbe says on page 355 in Perek Chof Zayin in chapter 27, the Alter Rebbe says that in fact it is no virtue at all, there is no virtue at all in the sadness. The Adrabe, the fact is that Ha'atzus Himigasis Hazuach, rather than coming from godliness and from edelkeit, the sadness is actually coming from arrogance. Gasus Hazuach means when the Zuach, the Zuchnius, is also grub. In that She'eni Makir Mekeimei, he doesn't recognize his place. He's not honest about himself. The Alkein Yeid Alivovei, and that's why he's feeling bad. Al She'eni B'madregas Tzadik, he is disappointed that he is not a Tzadik. To tzaddikim, such foolish thoughts do not occur. And so he's upset with himself that they occur to him, meaning that he is not a tzaddik. So if he were not arrogant, and he recognized his level and his condition, that he is very far from the category of tzaddik, v'halavai heye beinani. The Lord Rosh, Kol Yomov Afilu Shachas, and Halavai, he should be a Beinoni all his life, and not be a Rosh even for a moment. Hazei Zei Midas HaBeinoni VaAvidosa. So he would recognize that this is the level or the measure of the Beinoni, and this is the Aveda of the Beinoni. Lich Beish Hayetze VaHahirur HaElu MeHalev LeMayach, to subdue the Yetzahara that rises from the heart to the mind and becomes a thought, and his job is to avert and dismiss that thought completely, and to reject it, to push it away with both hands, as mentioned before. And so if the Beinoni was honest about his condition, recognizing that he is a Beinoni, and what the level of Beinoni involves, and the level of Beinoni is where he fights with the Yetzirah, but never gets rid of the Yetzirah. So the Yetzirah will produce, or introduce, inject, unholy thoughts against the Beinoni's will. But as soon as the Beinoni recognizes the nature of the thought, he rejects it with both hands. This is the condition of the Beinoni, and this is why the Beinoni is not a tzaddik. So the person who is sad over the fact that he has unholy thoughts, involuntary, unholy thoughts, if they're voluntary, then it's a sin. Then we're back to the first thing Dr. Rebbe said about a Beinoni being saddened over the sins of the past. But now that he's a Beinoni, he doesn't sin, not even in thought. So he doesn't voluntarily think unholy thoughts. But the involuntary unholy thought is what's saddening him. And this, the Alter Rebbe says, comes from arrogance. He was expecting to be a tzaddik and not accepting the fact that he is a Beinoni, and his wish should be that he remain a Beinoni for the rest of his life and not be a Rasha even for a moment. In the Hayem Yem, for the third day of Adar Aleph, the Rebbe writes that Rabbeinu Hazakin Omar, the Alter Rebbe said, Mitzvahs Avas Yisrael Holi the Yelid Am Yisrael Hashem Elam Leizor Esei. Avas Yisrael means that you have a love for any Jew born to the Jewish people, any person born to the Jewish people, whom you've never seen. Umikol Shken, how much more so Lechaver Adas Yisrael Hashem B'Mokim Megurei. How much more so is Avas Yisrael, should Avas Yisrael extend to every member of the community in which he lives, Shehu ben Ebas Adosei, who is a son or a daughter of his community. So if Avas Yisrael means even a Jew you've never seen, how much more so the Jews with whom you live and share a community.